to order this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council, June 22nd, 2016, at 8:39 p.m. Mr. Clerk.
All the persons, Giantonio?
Here.
Smedley?
Still present.
Carlozzi?
Here.
Black?
Present.
Collins?
Present.
Davis?
Here.
Hargraves?
Here.
Naples?
Here.
Pabon?
Here.
Polkowski?
Here.
Rosado?
Here.
Salvio?
Here.
Sanchez?
Here.
Sanders?
Present.
Salerno?
Here.
15 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for the long, warm days. The pace of life slows. A time for picnics with our family and friends. A visit to our pools or splash parks. A relaxing walk through Walnut Hill, the Rose Garden, or the Stanley Parks. Or just celebrating our independence at the great American boom under the stars. Help us enjoy the summer, slow down our lives, and fill us with the love and gentle compassion for all your people. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Carmelo Rodriguez. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. A few comments before we begin this evening. I want to take a moment to acknowledge and say a few words about Mrs. Frances Russell. I don't know if anybody remembers Mrs. Russell, but Mrs. Russell was a kindergarten teacher at Lincoln Elementary School and in the school district for, gosh, I can't tell you how many years. Mrs. Russell, Fran, I called her Mrs. Russell a couple weeks ago and she yelled at me. She told me to call her Fran, so sorry, Fran. Unfortunately, passed away at the age of 84 over the weekend. And for a woman who dedicated her life to the students of this town and to the success of this community, I just wanted to certainly pay a special tribute and pay respects to her and her family this evening. She was also extremely involved in the Hospital of Central Connecticut, serving many, many hours on the Hospital Auxiliary Ladies Guild. And if you walked into the Hospital of Central Connecticut, you undoubtedly ran into Mrs. Russell at the front desk to direct you where to go. So a farewell to her. Thank you to her for all of her hours and dedication to the city of New Britain. And if anyone is interested in attending the services, the wake will be tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 at Carlson's on Franklin Square. I would also like to congratulate this evening our tax collector, Cheryl Bogoslowski, who is now officially a certified tax collector in the eyes of the state. So congratulations, Cheryl, for getting all your certifications completed. Yay. And I have a few requests for some points of personal privilege this evening. And they have to do with a recent trip that 11 representatives from the city of New Britain took to Denver, Colorado, to tell our New Britain story to the National Civic League. We were in the running this year to become an All-America city, and the National Civic League recognizes 10 towns nationwide every year with this honor. It's not the first time we applied for this. We weren't successful in the past, but this time they brought home the bacon, baby. So we now get to officially call ourselves a 2016 All-America city. Woo! Go us! Yay! And there were two members of the city council that were part of that delegation that we are extremely proud to have go represent us there that I know would like to say a few words. So I would like to call on Alderman Jarrell Hargraves.
Thank you, Your Honor. Oh, wow, this mic's crazy. Yeah, this past weekend, me and several other people, we went out to Denver to represent the city in what is known as the All-America City Awards. It's been happening since 1849, and there's been quite some people that's won it since then. While it was great to show off the efforts that we had here in New Britain, what we have done with addressing chronic absenteeism, reducing childhood obesity, and improving reading to for our youngest students, it was even better to see the things that other communities across the nation are doing, and I'll be sure to share some of those things with the community as we go forward. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to represent the city, and I'm proud that we can now call our city an All-America city.
Alderman Rosado was our other alderman who attended.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I want to echo some of the things that Alderman Hargraves had alluded to previously. Before I go and say that, I just want to recite a quote given by the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. And he said, and I quote, "The credit belongs to those who are actually in the arena, who strive valiantly, who know the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spend themselves in a worthy cause, who at best know the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if they fail, fail while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold or timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." As a new Britain delegation led by Robin Sparks and Kayla Smith and joined by Deja Green, Mallory Dupre, Elaine Riccio, Joe Vavrichek, Merrill Gay, Superintendent Nancy Sarah, former Mayor Tim Stewart, Alderman Jarrell Hargraves, and myself. As we convened together on Denver Thursday afternoon, we all came with the attitude that we wanted to win, that and that meant everything to us. Vince Lombardi once said, "Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is." And we carried an attitude, we carried that confidence that New Britain is the city that is moving forward, and we had these shirts that we wore that had a circle, and it said, "New Britain, none better." And I'll tell you, when we got to the Sheraton and we saw the other 19 cities that were there, a lot of them had a bigger amount of people that showed up and bigger by population. But I'll tell you that New Britain stood out. We stood out. We stood out by the successes that are going on in our city. We stood out when they found out how the politics is being operated here in the city. When they realized the young people that are involved in our government that are very committed to our city. We really struck a nerve with those there. And I'll tell you, this the best is yet to come. And I'm so excited for this national recognition that New Britain has received. And now what we want to do is to move forward and that more and more people would want to come to this city, invest in this city, and see the great things that are happening. So thank you to all of us, you know, all of you that came to Denver. We represented the city well, and we definitely left an indelible mark to those that attended this convention and competition, that New Britain is a city that they are now looking at and realizing something is happening in New Britain, Connecticut. Thank you.
Here, here.
Yay, here, here. So we had invited the rest of the delegation that went to Denver to come this evening, but the actual award itself has not made it back to Connecticut yet. So we told them to hold off. So we're going to be putting together a reception probably for next month sometime to officially pass the award off to myself, which will be proudly on display, if not in this chamber right outside in the hallway. Don't worry, you'll be hearing about this a lot over the next year. We're probably going to talk about it every opportunity that we get. We're getting banners made that are going to hang off City Hall. We're getting definitely the T-shirts made. We need to get the T-shirts.
We're going
to
do our chant. When everybody say we're going to do our chant, yes. You're going to see it.
So we're extremely proud. We're extremely excited. And this is something that, you know, it's not just your government leaders that are proud of this, but it's something that the entire city is able to be proud of because we did it all together. This wasn't something that just, you know, the city council did or my office did. This was something that our entire community did together, and it's something that we should certainly celebrate together. So Alderman Rosato, yeah, forgot
I just
something.
Want to briefly say too why Please this stand. Was so stand up. Why this was so special to me as well is that when we got that award, probably a couple of hours later, it had been exactly 2 years since my brother died in a motorcycle accident. So I have to tell you that it was bittersweet, but it meant a lot to me that it happened around almost exactly to the time. So I want to honor my brother Kevin Rosado now and just thank God for all the things that he has done and some of the things that he cared about that is being happening in our city. So I just wanted to briefly mention that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Alderman. Would anyone else like to say anything about the All-American Cities Award besides yay, Alderman Carlozzi?
Certainly. To those of us that love our city, it's nice to know that someone else finally has recognized us for all that we do. Now, I mean, it's just great job to the committee that went out there. You know, you look at it, it was a school board, members of the city council, members of the board of education, the mayor's office. We had private nonprofits in town involved on it as well. I mean, all aspects of the community came together on that. So great job. Yes, let's get those T-shirts. I mean, New Britain, none better.
Yes.
Or as I said to someone at a Whole Foods on Sunday, New Britain, where the real people live. I told her where I was from. She was shocked that I was going to help bag. She was shocked that I was going to help bag my groceries with my mom. She said, no, 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 I'll take care of it. And I said, honey, I'm not from West Hartford. I'm from New Britain. She goes, oh, you are? And I says, yes, that's where the real people live. I mean, you know, when you...
I don't know if we can put that on a T-shirt. Yeah.
No. But my point is, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we need to talk about New Britain. We need to rally around the cry that New Britain is the place that you want to live. New Britain is a great community. We need. I've been talking about this, and I'm going to talk about it until someone actually does it. But we need to get our realtors on board. Yes. We need to get everyone involved to promote this town as a town where you do want to live. It's the town that you do want to bring your business to. It's centrally located. My goodness gracious, what more do we need? We have a central location. We are the hub. We are the hub. So great job, guys. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Mayor. Congratulations. All the improvements that we've been making over the last couple of years, and thank you.
Your Honor.
Alderman Sanders.
Actually, I was just going to, real simple, through you, Your Honor, ask our entire room to stand up and applaud our city.
All right. Good
job. Thank you, Your Honor.
We can pat ourselves on the back. We deserve it. Alderman Salerno.
Yes, very briefly. If anyone would like to see the presentation, obviously you can go to YouTube and find it. And it's really worthwhile to see. I was pleased and proud because it was so real. Their presentation was full of data and statistics, but it was presented in such a manner that it really represented our community in terms of reality. And I just want to thank you. I enjoyed the YouTube piece. You should check it out there, okay?
Thank you.
March 2, it's
all every day. Yeah. Oh, wow. All right, on to approval of the minutes. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and approve the meeting minutes from the regular meeting of May 25th, 2016.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to add items 8, 9, and 10 to the agenda. There are three additions, no substitutions.
Second, 8, 9, Your Honor.
And 10. Seconded by Alderman Carlozzi. The addition of Resolution 8, 9, and 10. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Other persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yep.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you. Petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, Your Honor. We have three. First one is from Alderpersons Naples and Smedley to amend the zoning ordinances to delete existing subsection 30-20-630. That had to do with rooming house. If no one.
Thank you very much. We'll send that to the City Plan Commission and the Zoning Committee of the Common Council.
Thank you. Second one is from Alderman Salerno. Please review problems along Black Rock Avenue regarding construction trucks continuing to travel along the street, late night to early morning, speeding, and disruptions.
Police Commission.
Okay. Last one's from Alderman Giantonio. CJ Auto Mall LLC seeks granting of certificate of location approval from the Common Council in order to allow a motor vehicle general repairers and auto dealers license for the property at 866 West Main Street.
We'll refer that to City Plan Commission and the Zoning Committee of the Common Council.
Thank you. That's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Consent agenda. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I am not aware of any items that anyone wants off of consent. So with that said, I make a motion to accept a consent agenda consisting of items A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno. Any questions or comments on the consent agenda? Mr. Clerk.
All the persons, Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargraves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Polkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. On to resolutions. Resolution number one, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt Resolution number one.
Second.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Sanders.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number one is going to make a small change. Right now, there are funds for special projects or special construction projects that the police assist contractors, and we collect a fee for that. Overtime work, so when you see a police officer at a construction project, no, the city is not paying for it. That contractor is paying for that. But what this is going to do, currently the chief of police is authorized to extend terms and is responsible for collecting that money. And basically what's going to happen is that is now going to be turned over to the city. Interest will also be accrued on late payments. But the city, that's being taken out of the police department and into the city's hands. And I urge its adoption. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any further questions or comments? Yes. Alderman Salvio.
Yes, I believe, I don't know if Alderman Carlozzi mentioned this, but the resolution also states that contractors that are in arrears of paying their fees or paying the city back for this will also not be given any other contracts until they are paid.
No further work till they're paid, yes. Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number two, Alderman Sanders.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number two.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Collins.
Resolution number two is in regards to our Public Works Department allowing our purchasing agent to enter into a contract with DRVN for the purchase of 9,000 tons of salt at a rate of $83.50 per ton between July 1st, 2016 and July 1st, 2019. As someone who has experience using these products, this is a treated salt for $83.50. This is phenomenal pricing. That's a delivered price, which makes it even better, and we do not have to accept all 9,000 tons, about an average of 3,000 tons per year. So I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any further questions or comments on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number three, Alderman Salerno.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor, through you. This is, I would like to move for acceptance and adoption of this resolution number three.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Hargreaves.
Right. This is simply a transfer of funds to be able to provide for us our Great American Boom Fireworks display. The monies are there. They've been placed within the budget, and I move for adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Any further questions or comments? Besides, I hope everyone will come celebrate with us. All those, actually, Mr. Clerk, I need you for this one.
Call the person is Gian Antonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Hargreaves.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Volkowski.
Yes.
Rosado.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yes.
Sanders.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
15-0, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. Resolution 4, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer resolution number 4 to the Committee on Planning, Zoning, and Housing.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Your Honor. This involves the sale of the Patton Brook Well from the City of New Britain to the Water Commissioners of Southington. The well is 37 feet deep. It's something we're not using anymore. So we want to have a committee meeting to explore possibly selling it to the City of Southington. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure some lively discussion will be had in that committee meeting. Alderman Smedley.
Thank you, Your Honor. Touche, Alderman Giantonio. We did verify that the well is actually 37 feet deep with a tape measure. Thank you.
Did you use a weight?
Would anyone else like to comment on the motion for a referral? All those in favor of the referral signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Hargreaves with resolution number 5.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 5.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Polkowski.
Resolution 5 is to celebrate July as Recreation Park Month here in the city. It's summertime in July, so it's time that you enjoy our New Britain parks and make sure that you go out and play your favorite sports, visit our picnic areas, our pools, our everything. We have a lot of different programs going on through the Parks and Rec Department, including pools that operates 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for 8 weeks. We have Camp Total Rec that operates 7 weeks throughout the summer, as well as concerts, free concerts every Monday and Wednesday night, Walnut Hill Park. Make sure you go out there and check them out. There's a lot of things happening, so we want you guys to get outside, have fun, and enjoy July and the rest of the summer. I urge adoption.
I think Alderman Hargreaves
you,
ought
Alderman.
To give us a few verses of Summertime, Summertime.
Summer.
Oh my God. Oh man. I really hope Bill DeMayo was watching because he would be extremely proud of Alderman Hargraves and the sales pitch that he just gave for Nutmeg TV and all of our viewers. Thank you, Alderman. Any further comments on the motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 6, Alderman Rosato.
I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 6.
Second.
Accept and refer.
The motion is made to accept and refer to admin finance. And seconded by Alderman Salerno.
This amendment has to deal with the rules of the Civil Service Commission. The Civil Service Commission has adopted mirror rules known as the Rules of Civil Service Commission, and they have been updated on a number of occasions, and now they're working to update the mirror rules to address issues which have arisen related to the hiring process. And Rule 1B of the rules, which requires approval by the Common Council of any amendments to the rules of the Civil Service Commission. So I urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Would anyone like to comment? Alderman Carlozzi.
Your Honor?
Yeah.
Just a correction. This is this is a referral. The closing comment was I urge adoption. So this is a referral, correct?
I urge referral.
Thank you.
Alderman Salvio.
Me.
That's you. Hi. Sorry.
Okay. These are these rules are extremely important, and I stress what has been said. And I also want to add that it would do the council people a world of good if they read them completely, and it would obviate the necessity and any future angst at violations of these rules. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Alderman Salvio. Any further questions or comments on the referral? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 7, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 7.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. This has to do with an agreement between the City of New Britain and local union 222, which is the telecommunication dispatchers union. I know Mr. Donnelly is here if anyone has any questions. I know typically we would go into executive session, but I don't think anyone expressed an interest to do so. So I think we will just vote on this now, and I urge adoption.
I was just telling you to recognize the president and vice president of the union, which are here this evening. Thanks. That's okay. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. So this is a union of 18 people. It is also a revenue neutral deal. Actually, I think at the end of the contract, there's actually a savings to the city over where we are right now. So I stand corrected. There's actually a savings to the city over where we are right now. This brings them into line with some of the other things that we've done with other union contracts regarding health care. So I urge its adoption.
Thank you, Alderman Sanders.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through you. Just want to make a couple comments. Earlier in our other meeting, I had referenced the Yankee Institute for Public Policy. They consistently release articles about the state of Connecticut and municipalities having to make structural changes in order to sustain their budgets. And I'm very proud to say that despite some of my differences on some things, that this is the first mayor who in New Britain's history who has taken on addressing the structural changes that we need to sustain. She's the first mayor that has made these changes possible, I think, in the state. So she should be commended for her efforts, and I will be supporting this tonight.
Thank you. I would like to thank our employees, and especially those in the unions that have come to the table to work with us, because we couldn't do it without them as partners, so thank you. Any further discussion on the motion? It's a voice vote. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution number 8, Alderman Polkowski.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 8.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosado.
This may look familiar to most of you. This is something that we actually voted on at our last meeting 2 weeks ago. This is for an environmental study and feasibility study for a new reservoir at the quarry at Tilcon. Unfortunately, CDM Smith has a professional engagement with the Water Planning Council, so they cannot help us with the services that were required for this project. So we are now looking to use someone from our on-call list, Lennard Engineering out of Glastonbury, doing the same environmental study that we proposed with CDM Smith. Thank you very much, and I urge adoption.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 9, Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. Motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. What this deals with, you'll remember, in June we set our budget with a tax rate of 50.5 mils. We did not set a car tax rate because we are awaiting word from the state that has come in. The maximum amount that we can charge for motor vehicles is 37 mils. So all this does is set that rate in accordance with state statute and what we have to follow. And I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments on the resolution? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 10, Alderman Smedley.
A motion to accept and adopt resolution number 10.
Seconded by Alderman Salvio.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a resolution that is grant funding for the police department in the amount of $9,850, which will be used to fund the Become Pals project. This does not require a match from the city, and what it will do is make the ability for police officers to make connections with juveniles in our community, affirming interaction, therefore benefiting the community. And Chief Wardwell is here if there is any questions. I do urge adoption.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Are there any questions on the motion? Alderman Hargraves.
I just wanted to say this was done by one of the cities that also won an All-American City Award this weekend. So this is great that we're having our police department involved with our youth because that helps shape our future.
Thank you very much, Alderman. Alderman Salvio.
That was our last resolution.
Yes.
Okay. If any of you haven't seen it and you are going to leave by way of the skywalk that goes out to the parking garage, please stop and take a look at that artwork that's in that skywalk. You'll be amazed at it just runs the gamut from what is absolutely must be natural talent to the creative ways of those that don't have the natural talent. But it's just a wonderful, wonderful display of what goes on, at least artistically, in the New Britain Public Elementary and Middle Schools. Thank you.
And many of those students are involved with the PAL program.
And if I may, Ms. Mayor, if you're not leaving by the catwalk, I'd also urge you to go check out the first floor right out front in our West Main Street entrance. There's a brand new city seal. I'd like to toot my own horn and just have everyone check it out. It's a great little placemaking setting that we have. You know, kind of emphasizing our city and our grand entrance to City Hall. Thank you.
Which our PAL program will be taking a picture in front of. Any other questions on the comments on the resolution about PAL, Police Athletic League? We're very excited. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Collins, seconded by Alderman Giantonio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned, Mr. Clerk, at 9:08.